Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Kevin from Renton is. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to Kevin. And that means, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. What kind of alcohol is in a Moscow Mule?
Vodka.
Yes. What poisonous spider is identified by a red hourglass marking?
Black Widow.
Correct. What number is expressed by V in Roman numerals?
20?
No.
15?
No.
30?
No. Which southeastern state is home to the world's largest naval base?
California?
No.
Florida?
No.
South Carolina.
No. Which retailer's advertising campaign featured a "that was easy" button?
Staples.
Yes. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
Chlorophyll.
No.
Oxygen.
Yes. Who played the role of the president in Independence Day?
Morgan Freeman.
No. But, Kevin, you got 5 correct, and that is a fine score. Split it right down the middle. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Kevin feels okay.
Okay.
How do you feel, Steve?
I'm feeling all right, a little tired.
Yeah? Do you think you're ready?
Yeah, 100% ready. And so Macho Man would tell us that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Macho Man. He wasn't ready.
I was glad that he showed up, though.
Me too. May he rest in peace.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is in a Moscow Mule?
Ginger beer.
No.
Vodka.
Correct. What poisonous spider is identified by a red hourglass marking?
The Black Widow.
Yes. What number is expressed by V in Roman numerals?
5.
Yes. Which southeastern state is home to the world's largest naval base?
Maine.
No.
Southeastern? I don't know. Florida?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Which retailer's advertising campaign featured a "that was easy" button?
Staples.
Correct. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
They produce honey.
No.
Pollen.
No.
They produce other plants.
No. Who played the role of president in Independence Day?
Is that Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Oh, son of a... Oh, what's that? William Dafoe.
No.
No, what's his...
What is the longest nerve in the human body?
The spine.
Steve.
I fall apart.
You got 5 correct. And that is another tie.
Oh, come on.
Kevin, nice work. Next time you will beat Migs.
I hope so.
Take care.
Well, let's go through some of these.
Oh, the present one's killing me.
I will get to that in a
second.
Okay,
fine.
The southeastern state home to the world's largest naval base is Virginia.
Virginia. And my brother was stationed there for a minute.
God. Such a moron. You're making it worse, Steve.
No, I know. I'm such a freaking moron. I was trying to think of the places that he's been stationed at. I could not think of it.
Kevin knew that plants produce, through photosynthesis, oxygen. The role of president in Independence Day was played by Bill Pullman. And the longest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve.
Ooh.
Have you ever had sciatic pain?
No, I have some friends that do, and based on their description of it, it sounds awful.
I don't ever want to experience that. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's just like, they're just like, yeah, I can't do blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why not? Like, oh, I got sciatic pain. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And they tell me, I'm like, oh, that sucks.
It's like the worst thing ever.
I mean, yeah, it's up there.
Steve, we've got a shirt that has your face on it in the Rock Shop. It's the I Beat Migs shirt, and you look like a character from the show...
Dogman.
Dogman. Dogman Migs. You can get your very own at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Are you a fan of movies? If so, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We have a very simple question for a movie buff. So if that's you, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask that simple question after Everlast. Another one of those anniversaries to make you feel old, the 50th anniversary of the release of Jaws.
Really?
Jaws is turning 50. But the New York Times.
Which maybe scared everybody at that time to even think of going in the ocean.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, that wrecked me for a while.
I didn't take a bath for months because of that movie, no.
But the New York Times does not want the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws to overshadow the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws 2.
I don't think I've ever seen Jaws 2. To be honest with you, I don't even know if I've watched the entire Jaws.
Really?
I mean, I remember it was on back when I was growing up. It would end up on TV from time to time, and of course, would watch some of it. I get the premise,
sure,
but I don't know if I've ever watched it from beginning to end.
I mean, I think I probably watched Jaws 2 once. I've seen Jaws probably 15 times.
So, did you like Jaws 2?
It's fine. I don't think it like deserves a bunch of props like they're giving it.
Well, I mean, maybe they're just... I know I've seen a lot of people talking about Jaws like in the last week or two, sure, because of the anniversary, which is crazy that it's 50 years old.
Yeah, that blows my mind. But
yeah.
Jaws 2 being a fabulous sequel leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will ask that simple question to Jim in Linwood first. Jim, what do you think is the greatest sequel, in your opinion?
I got to go with Terminator 2, Judgment Day. That's it improves choice on the original in almost every way.
See, I argue with a lot of people. I like the original Terminator better. I know I'm in the minority. I think Terminator 2 is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I enjoy the grittiness and the overall vibe of Terminator, the original.
Respect.
Thank you. At least
you can't not love the slowly descending thumbs up into the liquid metal.
Oh, the ending. I appreciate at least you didn't get offended by that. So many times I talk to people about Terminator 2, and they get so mad that I like Terminator 1 more.
Life's too short.
Jim is a reasonable man.
I feel that.
Mike from Gig Harbor, our simple question, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I honestly was going to go with Terminator 2 as well.
Dude, I'm looking at like a lot of like random lists about like the greatest sequels of all time, and Terminator 2 is like top five in all of these.
I agree with that.
Another one that seems to be top five in all of these, Godfather Part 2.
I think that's going to be almost number one in my opinion.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK asking our simple question to Nick in Kent. Nick, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I'd say the new the Batman movie with the Joker. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight, yes.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Well, it was just out of the water with it, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good choice for sure.
Oh, that's Christian Bale and
Heath Ledger.
I was going to say Joaquin Phoenix, but yeah, Heath Ledger, may he rest in peace. Yeah, that's a great film.
Let's chat with Anthony in Renton. Anthony, the same simple question to you. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
It's a spoof movie, Leonard, Part 6.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Was there a Leonard Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, they just started off with Leonard Part 6. It's when they were doing all the sequels and going to the 3s and 4s and Rocky 2.
So it's a spoof on sequels, even though it's the original.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, that's genius. I really like that.
I'm looking at some of these. So would you put Godfather 2 as your number one?
I mean, probably. I would also say I think Toy Story 2 is a pretty fantastic sequel.
You guys are for me, it's Rocky 2. Rocky 2.
We knew you were going to say
it's
that
or Grease 2. Both
no!
of them. Have you ever seen Grease 2?
Yeah, it is significantly less awesome.
What I love is there's actually like a stupid social media like trend. I don't know if trend's the right term, but there's like a little bit of like an uproar of people who are like me, or like, we need to put some respect on Grease 2.
I mean, it's a fine movie, but it's not better.
What about Empire Strikes Back?
That's a great argument. That's a fantastic movie. 206-803-ROCK, it's our simple question for Patrick at JBLM. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
Aliens. So Alien 2, Sigourney Weaver, Xenomorphs.
That's the one where she shaved her head.
No, that's number three.
Oh.
So wait, okay, stupid question then. What do you call the third? So a sequel is the second. What do you call the third movie?
I think it's actually just Aliens 3.
No, you're looking for like term. Yeah, like so a term second movie it. Is called a sequel. I think the third would be a sequel as well. Or a trilogy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Why couldn't I think of that word?
And so Alien, the original, was kind of more of like a horror type vibe to
yes,
it. And
definitely.
Then Aliens, the second one, was a little bit more suspenseful.
Definitely.
I liked Aliens more than the first one as well.
206-803-ROCK. Brian, you're in Puyallup. What do you think is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I believe it's Empire Strikes Back, but I believe Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, and T2 are probably the top three in all sequels across the board.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that would argue with you. Like maybe throw in Godfather 2 as well, but I think those are considered to be like the gold standard of sequels for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. Rock on.
What about Back to the Future Part 2?
That's a good one, too. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
The Incredibles Part 2? Someone just texted in.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God. What?
Shonda in Kent, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I like The Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Oh, got it. Okay. I don't know if I saw that.
Yeah,
one.
I think
Maybe
I gave
I
up
need
after
to.
The second one.
Danny's our resident horror movie guy. Have you seen that one?
No, I sure have not.
Oh, what about this text? The best movie sequel of all time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
That's a great call.
Yes.
And I got one for you then, too, Steve. D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yes.
Greatest one ever.
Quack, 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 quack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the Summer Unity Tour with Live and Collective Soul, Our Lady Peace also on the bill, and it's all going down at White River Amphitheater on July 8th. If you want to play Hook or Shook, call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Summer Unity Tour with Live and Collective Soul and Our Lady Peace, all at White River Amphitheater on July 8th.
I'm excited about two of those three bands.
Which one are you not excited about?
I'll hit the beer garden during Collective Soul's set.
Say hi to Luke from Snohomish, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Luke?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and we're ready to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migsy.
All right, there goes the wheel. Who will it land on? Sounds like there's a kid in the background.
Is there a baby?
That's Gemma. I got Gemma and Logan with me. You keep working us over and beat Migs, but you're going to help me out now, right?
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
I actually am because it landed on me. So let's win you these tickets, Luke.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Luke, here is your clip. We can play it again.
Yeah, I know the song. If I sing it, does it count?
Feel free to sing it.
Burn to the witches and jams. What is the name of the song?
Well, it's kind of like Dracula, but it's a different word.
Dragula.
Yes. Okay, we got the song. We got the song. Now we got to think about the artist. Also, it's kind of funny. As soon as Danny played that song both times, Taryn and I started air guitaring and banging our head. We're such dorks. All right. So the guy who sang the song used to be in a band called White Zombie.
Rob?
Mm.
What's his full name?
Zombie?
Yes.
Rob Zombie.
It's actually Robert Zombie.
Yeah. For no integrity. I love it. You guys are the best.
Oh, yeah. We were pushing that integrity right there.
We threw that integrity out the window a long time ago. All right, Steve. It is now your turn, and this is your clip.
Hey, oh, I don't like that band. I don't want to talk about it. I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding because I know to piss off Danny. It's The Offspring. Can I hear it one more time? Hey, gotta keep them separated.
That's not the name of the song.
Come out. No.
Oh, that is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come out and play. Keep them separated. Damn you, Ted. Luke, you almost lost the game because of Taryn screwing me up.
Taryn!
I'm sorry, Luke, but the good news is you now have to pick which kid you're taking with you to see the Summer Unity Tour.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Luke. You guys rock.
He's like, I'm not making that decision just yet. Daily Mix
Show. Have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Fuel. We have received some great texts and calls from you this morning, but we haven't been able to chat with everyone just yet. Right now, though, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so go ahead and call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number. And earlier, we were talking about things that our partners do that are maybe a little bit embarrassing.
Right.
And we have someone on hold who wants our advice on something embarrassing that their person does.
Okay.
But before we chat with Russell, we're going to check in with Anthony from Renton, who has a funny joke for us on the heels of Jaws celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
What was the girl from Jaws? What was the shampoo that the girl from Jaws used?
What was the shampoo that the girl from Jaws used?
What was it?
The type of shampoo that the girl from Jaws used.
What was it?
I don't know, but they found her head and shoulders on the beach.
Okay, Taryn liked that one.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, maybe the delivery will be a little bit better.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to check in with us. Russell from Mount Vernon, tell us about the embarrassing habit that your girlfriend has.
Well, it drives me crazy. She clears her throat. She goes every time. It just drives me bananas.
Have you guys talked about this, or is it just something that you just kind of like act like it's not a problem, but it's just driving you insane?
She says, does that bother you? I said, well, yeah. And she, every time she goes, I'm like, oh my God.
Do you think it's like a nervous habit, or is she literally needing to clear her throat all the time?
That's what she says.
You know, there are YouTube pages about this, I heard.
Does she produce an abnormal amount of phlegm?
I guess. it's crazy.
Yeah, with all due okay, how do I ask this question without being... I'm not trying to come off disrespectful. Does she then spit it out, or like what? Like what?
No, she just clears her... That's why she clears her throat.
Huh. And so...
Does she do it more after eating or drinking something?
She just does it any old time.
Well, the only thing I could think, maybe you'd start doing it too and see if it annoys her, and eventually maybe she'll stop doing it. I don't know what to tell you with that.
I drive myself crazy, I think, doing that. I'm like, that's kind of disgusting.
Has she been doing that since you guys first started dating, or is it like a new thing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do anything?
Well, you brought it upon yourself then. I don't know what to tell you. I'm so sorry, Russell.
Russell, do you do anything that embarrasses her?
No, not really. Well, after a couple of shots or something, maybe. But
you and me both, Russell.
Couple.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and we've had this conversation about Rockaholics with the most kids.
Okay.
And we've talked to some Rockaholics that have a ton of kids. Jack from Seattle, you might be able to beat everybody we've talked to. How many kids do you have?
Well, between me and my girl, we have 11, 10, which I've been involved with.
11?
I have 6 personally.
Oh, my gosh. How much is your grocery bill?
on a light month, I mean, 1,000 minimum, but it's really more like 14 probably.
Oh, my. And how many of the 10, 11 live at home?
5 full-time and then 3 on the weekends.
What do you do to get quiet? Like, do you spend an excessive amount of time in the bathroom, or do you have, like, a garage? Like, you have to find some quiet time amongst that insanity.
Well, I mean, I'm really only home one day a week, so, you know.
Oh, that helps.
Where do you go the rest of the week?
I'm a tow truck operator, so I'm working, you know.
So question about that. What is your, like, territory? Do you just go wherever the work is?
Portland.
No, my territory is Seattle, but once we pick it up, we'll go wherever that they want to drop it off, anywhere in the state.
Do you have a favorite child?
All my children are my favorite child.
Do you ever forget any of their birthdays?
No, but I have to think for a minute. When you ask me their birthdays, it takes me a second to sort it out, you know.
That's so crazy. And do you ever get their names confused? I'm having a problem recently. And thankfully, Sid agreed. She's having a problem, too. I keep screwing up our dog's names.
Oh, yeah.
I call Lucy DJ and DJ Lucy. So do you have that problem, too? I mean, we only have one kid, so I don't have to worry about screwing up her name. But for you, that's a lot of freaking names.
Yeah, when they're in a group and playing and there's, you know, one that we're trying to single out, sometimes I'll call all their names before I get the right one.
My mom used to do that all the time when we were kids. She would go through multiple names before she would get to us. But the best part was when my mom was really pissed off, she would either call us Craig, my dad, or the dog.
Well, yeah.
She'd be like, Max, I mean, Craig, I mean, Taryn, damn it. Like, it was always when she was the most angry, it was the dog and her husband, the national treasure.
So did you know you were in a lot of trouble if all of a sudden she's calling you after your dad's name?
If you got the dad name, you knew that the punishment was going to be steep.
That's crazy.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Solomon from Seattle, you want to chat about Ozzy?
Yeah, well, my roommate's going to the Ozzy show.
Nice.
He was telling me that that they're going to have like this rotating stage, so there's no intermission, which I think is really cool. I mean, if the concerts are starting to go like that, because I went to the Primus Perfect Circle and Plucifer concert, and there was no break in between the bands too. They had all three drum sets up on the back riser, and there was times that all three drummers were playing at once.
That's true. They did also they had on the little video screen, though, they would do like a countdown from 10 minutes sometimes when they were like switching out the bands. And there was a very hilarious joke that was told. Can I repeat it?
Oh, boy. I do like to give you a countdown, so if you have to go to the bathroom, you're like, okay, I'm not going to miss Primus.
Totally. Like, you know how much time you're working with. So the joke was, did you hear about the guy who lost his entire left side?
No, I did not hear about that guy.
He's all right now.
Daily Mix Show.
Danny, yesterday you did something that both Migs and I are very jealous of, and it involves bubbles. We're going to hear what Danny did at 9:50. Our boy Danny V got to do something yesterday that has been on both yours and my to-do list, Steve Migs, and it involves bubbles. Danny, tell the people about
bubbles.
It.
We went to Bubble Planet, which... I keep seeing these targeted ads on my social media for this, and it's like just like this immersive bubble room.
Apparently, yeah, it's like every social media influencer's dream, as well as kids' dreams, which it's kind of sad that I have to say the first one first.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really meant for kids, but there were so many people, including Lily and myself, who are like selfieing it up.
It's funny you say it. I know it's meant for kids, but I think it's also meant for people who might like to dabble with certain things that make you see certain things.
What? Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like if like party version of Steve would really enjoy being in that room.
It's crazy. Well, in all the rooms. So what it is essentially is just this like hollowed out warehouse that they put like these like, you know, drywall up, and they have different rooms that you go and experience different ways of bubbles.
Like some mirrors and some actual bubbles.
Lights, like, actual bubbles, balloons.
It looks trippy.
How long does it take to get through the whole thing?
It's cool. I mean, it depends on how slow you go. They don't like make you go quickly or anything. So it could be anywhere from, you know, 10 minutes to an hour and a half. Dare I ask how expensive this is?
That was my question.
Apparently, they have different pricing. Weekends, it's like $40 per person.
Just to go into a room with bubbles?
Yeah. If you go on Wednesday, not as much.
I'd have to be high to spend that kind of money.
What about kids 5 and under?
Yeah, still a lot of money, Taryn. But yeah, I mean, if you want something, your kids are going to love it.
Yeah.
Or like you said, if you're enhanced.
I thought it was like a giant bubble pit.
Yeah.
Or a ball pit.
Ball pit.
So now, Steve, we have to decide, are we taking our kids or are we just, you know, going as grown-ups?
For that kind of money, I want to go as a grown-up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have the next stop on the Men's Room World Tour planned for Saturday, July 19th, and it's going to be at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton, Washington. Woodshed is playing. They've got food and drinks planned and, of course, hangs with the Men's Room. And if you want all the details, they can be found at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the studio raring to go, helping us out with this DMD today.
That's it. There's still Pez in this Pez dispenser,
what?
Which is remarkable. Oh, there was. I just got the last
son
one.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. There's an Ohio woman who had, I don't know if I could do this. For about 2 weeks, she has not had internet or cable. And the reason being, somebody shot the cable line with a shotgun.
They're a good shot, it sounds like.
Here's the woman talking about her trials and tribulations.
We couldn't get the TV to start, and I have an app on my phone, and it said we were in an outage. I'm not making this up. Reason that you're having problems is because someone shot up our main power line with a shotgun. It's not okay to lose service 4 or 5 days in a row. I mean, it's not okay. You need to figure out what this is and get... And I said, well, why didn't somebody tell me that this is what was going on?
Well, maybe they emailed her, but her internet's down.
Well, I think the bigger problem is the person with the shotgun. Can we address that? Why are we just out shooting things?
Also, her name is Kathy Seaman.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, she's just having a rough go.
Danny and Steve, I know you guys have both been getting these scam texts. You guys got one from it says it's from the Seattle DMV or something like that.
I got one this morning, actually, at 9 o'clock.
And so these are false claims from agencies in the area saying that there's like a threat of penalties and things of that nature.
So that's not something I should have...
No, watched. Click on the link and okay. Give them all of your information.
Yeah, definitely your social security number.
It was just my credit card and my bank account.
Yeah, well, that's perfect.
If you don't do it, you're going to be prosecuted and your credit score will be affected.
Better than being prostituted.
That's
so
true.
The officials do want to say that Washington doesn't use the term DMV and they never send texts like that. So those are your big, you know, cues that it's a scam.
Also, it looks like it's from a number from another country. I mean, that's usually a good indicator that or an email address that makes absolutely no sense.
You know someone fell for it, though.
Be careful out there.
Seattle Kraken made I can't say big trade, but they made a trade that's going to improve their depth. You kind of want to see them make a big splash, but this guy, Frederick Goudreau from the Wild, he's a pretty good player. He's on an uptick, so, I mean, he wins a lot of faceoffs, so it's a good pickup, but like many Kraken fans, you're just kind of waiting for them to actually pick up somebody that's going to make a big difference, and he's not that guy, but... They got him. They got him from the Minnesota Wild for like a draft pick. I know.
This is our year.
I don't know if it is.
They just got to holler at Steve Mix.
If they want to keep losing and get a high draft pick, I'm your guy. Put me in between the pipes.
Win to lose. Lose to win.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 67 degrees, say it's going to be a cloudy day. The DMB is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.